Stupid Right Now, Saints Man Stein in here.
What's up, Hoot Out Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and we are recording this live, unedited, no music, no intro show, original idea. This is live from London. Instant reaction to the Saints-Vikings game. Of course, we're recording this on the streets of London because that's the only option we have. We don't have a studio. We're all traveling. With us, we have James, Jason, Ben, and Scott. And we are going to talk about the disappointing loss that we had to witness in London. Pardon any of the city noises that you might hear because we are recording this live.
Literally on the street.
Right.
We're bringing back the man on the street quiz.
That's right. All right. So I'm going to say you guys usually host this, not me, but I've listened to it enough. I'm going to guess that the first thing we should talk about is not the offense, but rather the defense, because to me, that's one of the two biggest stories of this game. Anybody want to complain about the defense first?
The defense,
he had one beer.
More than that. The defense was okay. You know, well, I said to James during the game, look, we're bending, we're not breaking, and here comes live traffic.
It's like a John Wick movie.
This is usually the quietest street in London until we press record.
We're only giving away field goals, you know. They got a touchdown on the start of the drive, and they only gave away field goals. And yeah, I think the defense did the job. I think they played well. They got to the quarterback. It was good. It was good to see Davenport getting to the quarterback. And there's stuff there you can take forward. Like, the big concern was the defensive line, the defense. But apart from that, they have been playing really well this season. But yeah.
The defense did okay considering the two fumbles we had, especially towards the end of the first half. You know, they were able to hold them to field goals, which kept them in the game because they had the big first drive. They went up 7-0, and they got the ball back. And before Matthew's interception, it looked like if they were going to score again, it could be a blowout and it could get ugly. And we got the pick. We got some momentum. So they kept us in the game. We did have a decent pass rush. I think the injury started to show. I mean, Jefferson's very good. But it's funny how Lattimore's playing so great. And Lattimore had a rough day today. But again, Jefferson's good, so it's tough.
It shows how good Jefferson is.
Yeah.
LSU product, so what are you going to expect? So is Matthew. Oh, is LSU on LSU? Anybody pick up on that?
Yeah. Anyway, so it was good to see Matthew finally get a pick. You know, Lattimore did have a tough day with Jefferson, but I will say that Minnesota used Jefferson. They disguised him well. They put him in the backfield a couple of times. They had him move around a good bit. So, I think they knew that Lattimore was going to be on him and it was going to be, you know, more difficult. So they came up with creative solutions. I wish maybe our offense would do that with some of our players. But anyway.
What?
Not with Pete Michael at offensive coordinator.
Pete Michael.
Damn Pete Michael. Defense overall played very well. I was pleased with what the defense did. And, you know, like kind of like Ben and Jay said, held them to field goals and kept us in the game.
Yeah. Anybody concerned about the penalties, especially on that one drive that led to Minnesota's game? Was it the game-leading or the game-tying field goal?
it was the game. Yeah. Well, they scored the one. They scored a touchdown. They scored a touchdown on that drive.
Oh, that was a touchdown drive.
Yeah.
We literally had to give them the ball at the one for them to score.
Yeah, and you know, every third down we would get – we get penalties, and a lot of them were bullshit, like the Tyrann Mathieu hands to the face.
The
Tyrann Mathieu penalty to Lattimore on Thielen, which should have been a face mask on Thielen. You know, yeah, we got screwed again. But, you know, we're a Saints fan, so we're used to that.
Seems like we get it every week. And it reminds me of the Tennessee game last year where they gave Tennessee 15 tries until they got that touchdown. And then here we go again with the Saints defense playing well enough. And, yeah, I think the pass interference was legit. Now, they shouldn't have two penalties on that play.
Well, it should have been offsetting. There should have been a face mask. But it was the hands to the face on Matthew, which was not hands to the face. It wasn't even close to being hands to the face.
That's why you're tall.
And of course, you know what down it was? Third down.
That's right. And wasn't that the ball went in a completely different direction. It wasn't even anywhere near the play.
No effect on the play.
James, what do you think? You didn't say anything.
Well, not to a point I want to make.
Okay. He's agreeing with everything.
And I'm saving my voice. So.
James lost his voice. Well, why'd you lose your voice?
Well, I've been drinking for 4 days, and I did a lot of shouting at the game.
Right.
People want to know, once again, like, we have hit on that draft pick. He is sensational. Like, he is sensational. Yeah.
That's a suitcase.
Game on.
All right, that's defense. We can touch a little bit on the refs. Is there anything else anybody wants to say about the officiating?
It sucks.
All right, it sucks. And then what about penalties? There was a stat. I know Sharik tweeted there's a stat about the Saints and their penalties even just this year and in turnovers this year. We have 11 turnovers.
Minus 7, aren't we?
And we're minus 7 on the season. And that is the worst in the NFL through the first four games.
And the most penalized team.
The most penalized team for the most yards or just the most?
34 penalties, 391 yards.
And this game today. Yeah, and this game today against Minnesota was over 100 yards.
10 for 102.
10 for 100. That's a touchdown.
The first Minnesota drive, we had 4 penalties.
Yep. How many penalties did Minnesota have today, you may ask?
5.
Nope.
3.
3 penalties, 30 yards.
Huh. Wow, it's amazing that when a team plays against the Saints, they play perfectly, almost. And then with the Saints, it's such a sloppy
team. Who'd have thunk it?
Team. So, is it the narrative that we have been, I think, seeing all year that our problem is discipline and we're a poorly coached, poorly prepared team that Sean Payton to Dennis Allen makes a big difference? I mean, we have a lot of the same cast members, same players, and they're not playing the way we've ever known them to play.
We lack discipline. You know, at our media event the other night, Deuce mentioned that we kind of were lacking discipline as a team, and that he said that DA was tightening the ropes this week, or that's what he had seen at practice, but it really didn't look like it.
He needs to go put him in the stocks.
Can I just correct you, Scott? It wasn't our media event. I don't want to take credit.
No, it wasn't our. It was the media event.
Right.
I don't want to take credit for other people's podcasts.
Yes,
that's pretty shitty if you were to take credit for another podcast's activity.
I agree 100%.
So I hate you to apologize.
So you showed up at another podcast party.
He nearly fell asleep as well. Let's throw that one into the mix.
No, and then you took credit for it whenever you tweeted about it.
Yes. So, also, Deuce said that the offense was, he kind of alluded that the offense was fine, but the, basically he was kind of pointing the finger at Jameis Winston as being the issue. I kind of buy into that, but after seeing our offense today, I don't think he's 100% the issue.
Sorry, that's a Lamborghini. I'm sorry, a Ferrari.
That was a Ferrari.
I think Sir Peter Carmichael is the issue, and he needs to go.
I'm going
to
disagree. I think Sir Peter Carmichael is half the issue, and I do think, Jameis, the injury part was an issue, but I think everybody is starting to come to the agreement that Jameis's issue might go beyond the injury, and that there is some pre-snap reading problems, and that'll get you. That's why every media outlet in the Saints mediaverse tweeted this week about Drew Brees' quote. And why do you think they're starting to tweet about that quote? Because there's a narrative that's about to be spun.
The protection today was great. I wasn't screaming Ruiz's name. I thought the protection was good. It allowed us to allow Dalton to, you know, go for his options, and I think Dalton played really well, but I'm still in the Jameis camp, and Jameis is healthier. I would like to see Jameis back, because I think he can give you that wow factor.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think a healthy Jameis is still better than Andy Dalton. Yeah.
Right. If he's healthy, he's the guy.
Look, as
solid as Andy Dalton was today, look, he was solid. But at the end of the day, he's still Andy Dalton. He still got limitations. He had a bad fumble that cost us 3 points. What did we lose by today?
It's also his first start in how long?
It's been a while, and we didn't have Kamara or Michael Thomas. Yeah. But I'm switching gears for a second.
Give me something else over here.
Fuck Deonte Hardy.
Oh, yeah. He's like he didn't want to play or something.
He quit.
He went on strike.
He's the first.
Those of you who are in London know about the train station strikers. I think Deonte Hardy got some ideas. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, Hardy should not have been back on the field returning kicks after that.
If Sean Payton were coaching his team and he fumbled like that, he never would have touched the field again.
Agreed.
I agree. Yeah.
You said, didn't you? You said to me, you said, that's going to be Callaway on punt returns now for the rest of the game.
Nope.
No.
But Callaway did have some.
Callaway had a big catch. I thought it was going to be the Callaway game. Me and Jason talked about that. We're like, this is going to be the remember the Callaway game. I thought Latavius Murray ran very well.
Very present.
present?
Well, he was better than Ingram.
Yes.
He ran harder than Ingram, got more yards than Ingram, goes through contact, whereas Ingram tends to hit a defender and
Or his own lead blocker.
All that too, yeah.
Yeah. It was also nice to see Andy Dalton kind of dump it off a few times that he did, because we hadn't seen Jameis do that in a while.
That's Kamara. I heard someone today saying that they think Kamara really dislikes playing with Jameis because of that. He doesn't do that enough. And Dalton would be a perfect pairing for Kamara. He would be.
Yeah. So are we going to get Kamara back? And Mike Thomas, is that the...
Kamara practiced all week in limited participation, and he was really a last-minute scratch. Like, we didn't find out 100% till this morning. So I think he could play next week, and hopefully Michael Thomas come back. If you give Andy Dalton a chance with Michael Thomas and Kamara, I think you'll see a different offense, a little bit.
They probably would have won the game if they had those two guys, right? I mean, it was pretty much a tie almost.
Maybe, but the problem is they still have the same coach, so I don't know. Maybe. Look, they still may have made the same mistakes, or maybe they'd have made all different mistakes, but mistakes would have been made nonetheless. So, you know,
I love it.
I mean, look, it's four games. You know where I stand from last week's show.
I mean, and there's nothing to suggest that you're wrong still. I mean, the concern bigger, I think, is you got Dennis Allen who, I mean, if we see it, he's got to see it. And he's either ignoring it and saying, like, oh, it's the meme, the dog in the fire, this is fine, right? He's going to ignore it. He's putting his head in the sand. Or he does recognize it, is addressing it, and is ineffective in addressing it. He's not getting the execution from the players.
You just, for whatever reason, we're still sloppy. Penalties, turnovers. You have to watch. You know, you got to make sure that you don't lose the locker room. But I mean, again, really, after watching the performance today, I mean, if Jameis is as hurt as it appears he is, Dalton should have started 2 weeks ago, and he didn't.
I believe I said that.
And Jason mentioned during the game, the offense, it was very like Ditka Haslett era offense. Like, it didn't look like our typical.
It's uninspired.
Well, it also seemed, especially the first drive, it seemed like it was easy for Minnesota to move down the field. They had great plays planned, and we were just kind of like, look, the first quarter, two possessions, 2-3 and outs, 4 minutes, nothing.
I'd say that's execution. I didn't think the play calling was that bad today. I mean, they did a good, healthy mix of run and pass.
We moved the ball.
And we did
more than we have.
After the first quarter, yes, we did.
Yes,
for sure.
Yeah.
So it's to me, the Haslett Dickerwitz thing was like, I just know we have a bad coach, we have a bad quarterback. That's what took me back to that era, because I remember getting excited for Billy Joe Hobert. That's where we might be.
Yeah.
Can we please stop running Taysom the same fucking play every time he comes in the game?
He scored a touchdown.
He did score a touchdown, but wasn't he in the shotgun in that play?
Like, it was different.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of another play where we put him out with five wide.
And it was a delay.
Yeah, like that one we keep running to the left or whatever is just...
QB power right.
Yeah, everybody knows that we're doing it. Well,
he knows
Coach Baker, right. QB power right.
Because the left side of our offensive line is hurt, the right side is not right now. If we had Penning, running to the left is fine. We don't have Penning, we don't have Pete. A bunch of people shit on Pete. We had neither. So, if he runs to the right, hey, it worked. You run to the left, not so much.
When do we get Penning back?
I said it could be 6 weeks, didn't I?
It
might be six,
November.
Six
weeks. Okay. November.
Well, after it's too late. Weeks. So, the other thing is what we did. I know the three of us, Ben, Jason, and I, looked through the full season for the rest of the season and saying, okay, like, based on where we are now, how many games do you think we can win? Is what we do in the preseason every year. I think we came to the conclusion that we could win maybe one game or three games, no more. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't finish with four or less wins this season. Anybody think there's a reason to believe that things are better? It's not as doomsday as this instant reaction to this game makes us feel?
As our record this year will only be as bad as our record last year was. I don't think we'll go any lower than 9-8.
Nine?
Wow. Why?
Because
how?
Because I've seen good things, and it's just about putting the execution together in one game, cutting out the penalties. If we do that, we've seen enough in the games that we've got to know that we can win games.
But do you think we can, but will we?
Is the coaching able to...
Right. Can the coaching actually...
I think we will finish with a 9-8 record now.
James and I were kind of talking about that, too, on the way while we were walking, that we're so close on these games. Like, we're not getting blown out. We're very close. And one little thing could change or literally bounce our way, like that field goal.
Badoink.
And
double doink.
We could...
The double doink.
We could make a run and start winning games. I mean, it's just one little thing that can happen.
Yes, but
will it? I know.
Yes. I mean, but that's a lot of the NFL, and yes, we are very close. We have a talented roster.
The difference that Sean Payton gave you. There's a good coach.
There's also
you win the close games.
There's a lot of guys that are injured too, so those come back. That should help. But
if, about a kicker too.
If you that's the thing. If you still make the mistakes that we're making, and that's the whole thing. If I don't have faith in the coach that they're going to fix these mistakes, they're going to keep making them. And it doesn't matter. Every game is going to be close, and we're going to lose every game because bad things get you beat. Like, we're a bad football team. Minnesota's not that good, but the Saints are a bad football team. That's why we lost today.
Ill-disciplined. Literally ill-disciplined.
Good.
Yeah. And accountability.
No accountability.
No accountability.
None yet. And so, all right, what do you do in the next, after this? I mean, do you jump into headlines or something? Or final?
We haven't been doing headlines.
You haven't been doing headlines.
The format has changed this year.
Yeah, James changed.
No, headlines was rubbish, so we don't do that anymore.
Oh, I like headlines.
British Pounded.
Oh, anybody got something better than British Pounded?
I really don't. That's
good. Tower of Misery.
Tower of Misery?
Yeah, no, nothing for me.
All right, British Pounded.
I can't speak, so...
This is. All right, anybody else got anything else they need to say from the game that you feel like...
Well, the only thing I was going to say, and I don't think we've covered it, is... Who starts a QB next week?
I would say if Jameis is still hurt, I would start Andy Dalton.
But even if Jameis is fit,
if Jameis is fit, I'd start.
The ball.
You got to give a healthy Jameis a chance, but you give him a short leash. Maybe you give him a half.
No.
Andy Dalton starts.
No, if Jameis is healthy, it's Jameis.
Jameis,
they're wrong.
You're going with Dalton.
I'm going with Dalton.
If Jameis is healthy, I go with Dalton.
Wow, so we're split.
Wow, the Dome Patrol divide.
What do you think?
I would give Jameis, a healthy Jameis, at least a half.
Okay. Or so he's not going to pull him out at halftime. Like, he's not going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
whoever starts is going to play unless they get hurt. Okay. They're going to play the whole game.
Well, there you have it. I don't know.
How about this? Give Andy Dalton a healthy Kamara and Michael Thomas and see what he can do with it. Because Jameis has had both of those and hasn't done shit.
For one game.
And we won that game.
We won that game.
Fuck all y'all.
All right. Other thing, and maybe we'll do this on the regular show, but, you know, there's a lot of other things to talk about game because we were in London. There was a big, you know, it was a different experience from the Superdome and all that. So this is an instant reaction to the game itself.
Yeah, we'll react to what we've done.
Yeah, for the next several episodes, probably.
Yes. Let's recover.
Yeah.
Let's recover.
And then we do want to thank all of the people who were able to come out to the Dome Patrol podcast, neworleans.football, Saints Fan UK meetup at the Ninth Ward. I believe we had the cops called on us or something. They had to call in extra security.
May have been more people in the building than should have been.
Than are legally allowed, which is awesome that so many people showed up. And it was a great time. Great to meet people. I love the stories. We'll talk about those as well. Thank you everybody for coming out. I'm trying to. There's a little conversation happening in the alley. Distracting.
I just heard somebody say "fuck off."
That's it.
This is live.
That's it.
From the streets
of
London,
fuck off from London.
And British Pounded. Right. So say bye bye, donkeys.
Bye bye, British donkeys.
Good night, Houdat Nation.